All right, so let's get the show started. So my name is Alex DiCarvallo. I'm with the Social Media Club, and I see a lot of friendly faces out there, and also some new faces. And here we're here with the cast of The Port Escape, Rod. I hear a rowdy bunch. Also with Rossi, who hosts the show, I just Dean, and personality. And Carrie, who's representing Port. So a big welcome to everybody. If you have questions to anyone, any of the panelists, please tweet it with hashtag Ford Escape Routes, and we'll get your questions answered. The first question is to Carrie. Carrie, how did Ford decide to get involved with this, and how did Ford incorporate social media into it?
Hi, welcome. Thanks for coming. Overall, Ford has been looking for new ways to, talk to consumers and have different types of conversations, and obviously with the emergence of social media, it's become more and more important. And we had an amazing program a couple years ago called Guest Movement, where we found 100 socially vibrant people, and we gave them a car for 8 months. And they created some really cool content about it, and it went really well. And then, so last year, we did something with Focus, where we created a webisode series based on kind of the similar idea that you guys saw today. And it went really well. We partnered with Hulu and we aired it, and people loved it. They engaged in it. We did live streaming all around the United States. And so we thought, hey, what if we do a TV show? So we approached NBC, and I know one of our friends from NBC is in the audience, and brought the idea to them, and they thought it was a great one. So now we have Escape Routes.
Awesome.
There you go.
We have one of the bloggers from the Ford Guest Movement in the audience, Maria. Yeah. So, I just see now you're part of the global test drive event with Ford.
I was.
Yeah, in Madrid. The Ford Focus Test Drive.
That's awesome. Now, how did that go? And tell us a little bit about how the social media and how you got fans engaged.
Well, it was really fun. I did this project with them in Madrid, where they let me pretty much drive the Ford. It was a Ford Focus, and I was like crazy, and I was like, oh my gosh, Ford is awesome, this is so fun. And then they brought me on board to do this, and it's really cool because I'm sort of the interactive host, kind of tying in the social media world into the TV world and bringing the TV world back to the internet. So it's been so fun getting to do interactive challenges with all these crazy guys, and the audience really participates throughout the entire show. They give us random challenges, they vote on different challenges, and it's been really fun.
And they need your help. So if you're not one of the followers, jump on escaperouts.com, take one of these teams, and follow them, because trust me, they need your help. Some more than others, but they definitely need your help.
Well, let me ask a little follow up on that. How do you engage your fans? How do you build a following, and how do you get people excited about what you're doing?
Can you hear me?
Oh, we can hear you.
Okay.
The loudest person in the room. We can hear you.
I am. A lot of times, we interact with our followers. Hablando inglés, también español. We talk English and Spanish on our Twitter and ask you guys how your day is. We tell you how our day is. We take a lot of pictures, photos, with signs that you guys want us to do so you guys can see that we're talking about you, talking with you, and we want to be part of the show. So that's what I know I do. I'm doing a lot of videos too. Or whatever it is that you want me to do.
Yeah, right. How do you guys interact with your team, your players, your followers, your
family? We tweet in English and gibberish. But also, I mean, yeah, Facebook, Twitter, you've all heard it before, but actually, like, integrating all of them together, making sure your Facebook pushes your new video and your Twitter pushes, it's just a big, complicated dance, and if you can figure out those complications and make it simple for your audience, then not only do they appreciate it, they will follow you every step of the way. So it's really coordinating all of your social media, not just to stand independently, but for them to work together as one.
Now, you've been doing this for about 4 weeks now, I think. Do you know your fans? Do any of them stand out? Are there some like real supporters out there? Do you have any stories about any social media stories to share?
Yeah, Terrence, why don't you talk about some of your problems on the internet?
Good ones and bad ones. Which one you want?
Tell us about bad ones.
The good ones, we have one of our followers is Allison from Canada. She follows, she's on all the time. So we help her. Iris helps her with homework sometimes and just family issues. And I know she lost her grandmother, which I did a long time ago. We relay on that level. But then I also, if you mess with Team YouTube, they have a whole little army. What are YouTube army? Y'all ain't
they're nice people.
So security, please watch YouTube army. I've been threatened the last 2 days by YouTube army. So it's just
by 13-year-olds.
Yeah, by 13-year-olds threatened to kill me. So,
very
yeah.
Scary, 13-year-olds.
So Carrie, back to you now. What is the value for the audience of the social media? What is the value of following the contestants on social media? What do they get out of it?
I think this is the first show where people who are able to interact directly with the contestants to do the show can actually affect the outcome of the show. I think that it's a cool thing. I mean, I've been a big, huge reality show fan for since it started, and you always are watching it. You're always watching, you're like, I could do that. Why did you do that? And it's a way to directly communicate with the television audience, which hasn't really happened before. I mean, we are on a crazy production schedule. Mostly you see a reality show, and it takes about a month to go out and shoot, and then they edit it for about 6 months before a consumer actually sees it. What we're doing is we're out there for six consecutive weeks. We're editing a show in 1 week. We're in the city. Everybody in that city can communicate, come to the challenges, interact with the contestants, and have real meaningful conversations with these guys. And then it actually airs that Saturday, and then you're off to the next city. And so we're actually breaking new ground. That's one of the things that we want to continuously do. But it puts social media a little bit more to the upfront. I mean, I think you see shows a lot right now that I'm in LA, a lot of other shows where they kind of have, we have a social media person, but we have a social media maid.
It is the internet.
So I think that it just brings social into the forefront a little bit stronger and shows what an important medium it really is.
The cool thing too is everyone can really interact, and people at home can actually win prizes. I know we have like sweepstakes winners that win a trip to the set, they get to hang out with us in every single city. So, I mean, not only are they really interacting with the show, but they actually can come here and they can win prizes every single week. So it's really, really fun.
Are they here? Are they here with us tonight?
No?
Our trip winners? See, exactly. They're so supportive. They're in Miami having the time of their life, but I don't blame them.
So, Russia, tell me now, you as your host of the show, how does social media influence the show? Do you make any decisions based on it?
I mean, this is literally something like Carrie just said that no one's ever done. I mean, and we can talk to these guys about it, but like, you know, the white team this over here, these guys, Brett and Ross, the team YouTube, they have so many followers. They're actually doing, you know, bad in some challenges, and then they'll come back and they'll win the next challenge based on the following they have, and not
to find bad.
like last place would be bad.
Win.
Like not winning.
Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, there's. I mean, who watches TV here? Anybody? Anybody watch TV? Like half the crowd. That's weird. Yes, reality show fans. Like reality show fans. Yes, the Big Brothers, the American Idols, or whatever of the world. I mean, you can literally imagine if you could affect those games while they're happening. That would be cool. Instead, they shoot those shows 6, 8, 10 months later. They air them. We're airing as we're shooting. You can literally, if you have a problem with somebody, like Terrence, for instance, who is being attacked by YouTubers, because they don't like the fact that they're ganging up on, you know, Brett Ross, and they get to say something about it. They get to have a voice, and they literally get to be a part of the game. Not only be a part of it, can affect it away if they rally up a bunch of their troops. They can swing the votes one way or the other and literally change the outcome of the show. And that's never happened in reality TV. I love reality TV. Usually you're just watching, and I'm just yelling TV, and I'd love to yell at them, but I can never do it. Now, you can yell out. Whether you're on their team or whether they're against your team, you can say what you want, you can get in touch with them, and they'll talk back with them. You know, and that's the best part.
Well, something cool that has happened to us, even just today. So online right now, there's a new interactive challenge, which we'll be doing tomorrow, and it was released while we were doing the challenge today. And when we got back to our car, we checked our Twitter, and it was just flooded with, like, how do you want us to vote on this? How do you want us to vote on this? And our team assembled themselves, decided the best strategic order that they thought that they should vote in for our benefit, and sent it out amongst what we like to call the YouTube army. So they are a real character on this show that are impacting the way that what we're doing tomorrow, what every single person here is doing tomorrow.
They're just a small portion of that crap.
So let me ask you this. Now, most of us just watch reality shows, but you guys are actually participating in one. So now tell me, how did you decide to get involved? How did you actually take that step? And what was that like? And why are you doing this?
How did you get involved?
well, I mean, I'm out of work, so I need to find a job. So I signed up and I did it, and I told my brother if he didn't do it, I was going to my mom, and so he decided to do it with me. So that's how we got involved. We got picked because we argue a lot.
Shakisha, how'd you guys get it?
We saw it on Twitter, actually. A casting director tweeted it, and we basically sent a picture and a paragraph about ourselves, and they called us and said, hey, we'll be in New York next week, come meet us. And then we went to LA, then we're on the show now. Oh, wait. And then after that, we were submitting, they already picked the five teams, and then they wanted America to pick the 16. They wanted America to pick the 16, and we ended up being America's choice, so we got voted on the show.
So you guys literally heard about it through Twitter, you submit yourselves via Twitter, and you won America's vote via Twitter, all social media.
All social media.
And now you've got a chance to win $100,000
and a brand new
and not social media, and real money.
Yeah, not social media money, real,
there you
real
go.
Money.
Are we still in the same question?
Yeah.
Well, actually, how we got involved is Terrence showed up to the open casting hall by himself without a teammate, and they were whispering, saying, can we let him in? So they let him up. He tells the story of what people wouldn't know about him if they saw him, and he's afraid of little people because a little person jumped on him. And so they loved him, everyone started laughing, and so they're like, you need a teammate. So he calls me, like, I'm laying in bed, like, rollers in my hair, and he's like, I need you in El Segundo in 15 minutes. So I'm like, wait, I'm in downtown LA, which is like a 30-minute drive if you've ever been to LA, so I race down there, and the rest is history.
Right, and have you guys seen the last episode? Or who watched the show? Put your hand. Everybody put their hands up. Alright, so you guys seen why I picked her. She's hard. She's a girl, but she's hard. She's dead. That's what happened.
Bree and I actually have a list of 100 things we want to do in 2012.
Bucket list.
Just for
2012. Let's hope it lasts longer.
It's a long list. Anyway, wanted to try out for a reality show, and here we are.
We tried out. We actually whipped our hair, sent in a video of us whipping our hair around Boulder, Colorado, and they chose us somehow. Here we are.
Bree, why don't you share with the audience your special talent that also got you on the show, other than hair?
I only do this if Tara performs the
impersonate tonight.
That's you can
do it. You
can thank you, Rossi. Thank you so much.
There you go. She's an adult.
Love it.
She's an adult.
So now let me ask you this. You were all on social media before, right? You all had Twitter accounts and stuff?
Kind of.
What have you learned about social media? What has this show done to your accounts that were following and stuff? But what have you really learned about social media?
It's real. Social media is real. At first, you know, you get on Twitter and it's like, hey, going to the movie, saw this movie. But now you're getting on Twitter, people are asking for life counseling, family counseling. They're asking about what you're doing. If we don't show up on Twitter within 6 hours, they say, are you guys traveling? We took a picture, right? Or the guy was watching a live feed and he saw a car that was in the lane next to us. He actually took a picture of it and told us where we were and what type of car we were driving next to. So social media is real, y'all. Turn your location.
They really care about your life. Like, they want to know how you doing today. Do you feel better? Are you sick? They want to help you or hurt you if you can.
And also, I feel like it's very important, is freestyle. Freestyle. We've been talking about juicing lately, and all of a sudden, we come here and Raw shows up with their new pineapple cucumber and vegetable and fruit juices and gave us a couple cases of it, so, because on the road we, you know, drink Cokes and beer.
No, I've been talking about, like, it's so hard when you're traveling, it's so hard to eat healthy, and then I was like, man, I'm looking for juice bars, and I'm tweeting different juice, and they tweeted me, they're like, we're in Miami! Send us your address. Well, I forgot. But they showed up here because I tweeted that I was going to be here, and they showed up with a case of delicious drink. So
yeah, on ice and in a cooler. And
I just
the
whole thing. Ice it, so.
Yeah, and it's great. So you should all try it raw because it's raw stuff.
So I'm a big believer in juicing. I lost a lot of weight last year through a juicing.
That was great.
Miami is the worst place to juice.
Miami juice.
But now this is cool. But just need some question for you now. What tips would you give them about social media? Now, you own like 2% of social media, and your whole life is a reality show. So what would you tell the contestants about what they can do? What kind of tips do you have?
I think it's interesting watching them because they're all doing a really fantastic job. They're super engaged, always, you know, replying back, and they're always constantly online as much as they're allowed to be when they're not doing their challenges, which is kind of crazy. Is it hard for you guys not to have your actual phones and be connected like you normally are? Is that different? I mean, how is that?
I'll speak. It is hard because at certain times during the day we'll be doing challenges. As an example, today we're out doing a challenge, and like we're saying, we get back to our cars, we get our phones, and there's like this whole log of tweets and stuff that's been happening, and people are still trying to connect with us even if when we're not there. So it's pretty amazing.
It's not that hard for me to not have my phone because I only get texts, and now people just really tweet me. Like, I have conversations with my family like through Twitter anyway, so we can still do that with the production phone, so.
The hardest part for me, Brett might reflect these sentiments, but it's the balance between tweeting escape route stuff and keeping up with our personal, like, Brett and I are both comedians and we like to tweet funny things and funny observations.
How do we do that?
Did you not know that you were funny? Since he's a clown. But yeah, so like, one thing that I do miss is I have on my phone, my personal phone, Hootsuite, which is a fantastic app which allows me to schedule tweets, and I'm like, great, well, I'm going to put these tweets in, and then they're going to go out at a certain time, so I can kind of keep the people that are following me and don't care about the show entertained and not unfollowing me, and then also be able to tweet the escape route stuff when I need to tweet the escape route stuff and not have it be too much. So not having that ability to schedule a tweet has been the biggest downfall of my personal phone.
Luckily, escape routes is your life right now, so we want all the escape routes that we can get.
Oh, they're getting you.
So Perry, let me ask you this from Ford's perspective. Now, Ford was very early on in social media. They did the Ford Fiesta movement, which was very strong, had a very strong social media component. Why incorporate reality TV now in this new adventure? Why this new format?
Well, I think what we felt we were doing was bringing social media up to the next level by including it in television. I mean, I think it seemed like it was the natural next step is to really broadcast it to a larger audience, what everybody can do when they're doing it together. So, and really just to really engage and entertain consumers, because that's what it's all about. So.
Well, it really shows these cars, I think, because like these are all young, hip, coolest of the cool kids you'll ever find from all walks of life.
And makes
you're welcome. You guys are legit. But you get to see them interact with the cars that Ford has and see how they would refer to certain things and how they use things and how they actually fit into their daily life. And, you know, these guys use this car, and I think we'll all agree that this car is fun, it's a sexy-looking car, and it makes your life so easy, it literally parks itself. I mean, you talk about making a guy lazy. Like, when you can pull up next to a car, push a button, and a parallel parks for you. You know, but these guys are doing it and using it and showing how cool it is. I think that just gives you a different outlook than you would if you just see a commercial.
And I think that's why Ford overall is involved, because it's all about connectivity. It's all about how we connect our lives better together, all elements of our life. And so the car does that, especially the new technology and most of the new Ford vehicles. And so that's why overall that we are involved, because it is an enabler to connect both your social life and your real life together.
And also seeing that you don't have to be that smart to work these cars. You know what I mean? I mean,
you just call this cool and hip.
I didn't say anything about intelligence, just cool and hip.
You've got feelings.
I think the show is really changing television, basically, because, I mean, when I watch TV, I have a phone in one hand, an iPad kind of over here, and my laptop here, and I'm constantly being connected. And with this show, you are literally affecting it. And I've worked on shows in the past, probably like 5 months ago, that I still can't even tweet about. Whereas this, I'm like, are you sure I can tweet this? I'm like, yeah, go ahead. And I think that for the cast and being hosts as well, that's great for us because we can share it with our followers real time.
Overall, it's just about total transparency, and that's really, I think, something that we learned from about social media is that everyone needs to be transparent with each other. And I think that is a really important lesson that we did have with Guest Movement that we wanted to continue through all of our programs that we do from then on.
All right, so we got a question from Twitter. Remember, the hashtag is Ford Escape, And we have Albert Poyaso, who has a question. What's your favorite feature to stay connected while competing on escape routes?
The text read.
Yeah.
It reads the text for us, so that's one of the great features.
Wait, so how does that work?
We get in the car and we put service, we'll voice activate service, and then it'll come up on our phone and says we got a text message, do you want to read it? And it'll read it to us.
And you choose the voice?
Yeah, it goes Spanish, so para que no hable inglés, ahí le da en español también, y le da francés, le da portugués, it gives you a bunch of languages, so it's perfect.
All those.
It's great for Spanish people. What? My papi could drive in that. Papi, go away, yeah. Go away, yeah.
Anyone else? Do you have another feature in the car that you like?
I like the kick gate. Hands-free lift gate. You just walk up to it, you kick it, and the hatch.
You don't kick it. You kick your leg.
You kick under it into magic lane.
That's like real old school. Over the drum, kick it.
No, it's fantastic.
And the backup camera is pretty amazing too. There's a 9-inch screen right on the dash, so you don't even have to like crank your neck around when you back it up. There's this giant screen so you can see behind you. That's pretty cool.
One of my favorite features, they have a system called Seek Services. And you can get the weather reports, you can get sports information, traffic, horoscopes. It has any and everything that you would think of, and stuff that you wouldn't think of to ask the car. Like, okay, what's the traffic on 95? Like, okay. And it'll tell you, like, go this way, avoid this route. It's really cool.
My favorite feature is the parallel parking. It literally parks itself. If you're just driving and it finds an open spot for you, like it's a check mark that comes on the screen, and then you just reverse it, and you can literally lift up your hands and it'll park for you. Just make sure you brake, or you will hit the car behind you.
Sure.
So make sure you brake.
I was actually going to say the exact same thing. Yes, it's cool because you don't have to use your hands, but I like to just like freak out old people and walk around. Because, like, people who don't know about new cars, or don't watch TV or this or that, who are used to just driving, you know, I don't know, buggy and carriage or whatever, and just them walking on the sidewalk and then just seeing both passenger and driver with their hands up as it's parking, like, the look on their face is awesome. So, like, Ross and I will do it for fun, even if we don't need to park. We'll just be like, oh, here's a couple, let's do it here. And so, anyway, we like to go for fun.
That's because you're convenient.
You're so funny.
And another feature, how many parents are here? How many people have kids or work parents? Well, this is one feature that I love. I don't have children, but at one point I will. This one belongs to him. It's my key, where you can activate the speed on the car when you give it to your kid. So if you're afraid that your child's going to speed, do 70, 90, you set it at 60, they can't go past it. You can stop it from playing, because it's Sirius Radio there too. You can stop it from playing curse words. It'll block them from it. The volume, the air conditioning, this is perfect for parents. And a good thing to, you know, pass down to your kids. Thank God it didn't come around when I was too young. I know, right?
Let me ask you this. So there's another Twitter question. What does it mean to have fans? I mean, how does that make you feel? That now you have fans, you're building a following, people are, like, watching everything you do.
I think it's amazing to understand that, like, everybody that's following us on Twitter and that we're interacting with on a daily basis, and naturally, like, certain people are more involved with the competition than others, and to actually get to meet those people, have meet and greets like this face-to-face and put a face in an actual person with that Twitter handle is totally amazing. And it just brings, like, it makes it very real. And I love, like, actual relationships with people, like, face-to-face, and so incorporating that element has been really cool.
And I don't call them friends, I call them familia, like family. So familia, because everybody be like, vivo primo, vivo compadre. And you know, they learn our language, and that's why I'm like, yo, you family now. And that's Hispanics, you always call somebody primo y prima. So for me, I call them family. Just like Terry. A family I don't want.
So let's open it up to questions from you all. Do you have any questions for anyone on the panel?
Don't be scared.
Go ahead.
YouTube, Army. YouTube.
Okay, wait, guys.
first met each other, what were your first impressions?
This is a funny story.
I thought Terrence was really mean looking. I think everyone was scared of Terrence just by his photo on the website.
No, I wasn't scared.
Were you not? His photo on the website is just like, I think it's over there too. And like,
it's funny because when we all met up in the same city, we weren't allowed to talk to each other for like almost a week. So we were just staring at each other, growling at each other, just looking at each other.
I think you were a little growling.
I might have been. They were writing secret dear messages like we weren't in front of us. They were like, "Dear Tiffany, you're gonna lose." Like, we couldn't hear them. I don't know, but then when we finally met, we all hugged and it was cool, but before it was just like, "Ooh, you're my enemy."
How have those impressions changed since you guys have been together for the past 3 weeks in a row?
I think I like Terrence a lot more than I thought I was going to do.
Yeah, I was just going to say that same thing. I think everybody on the whole show is a lot nicer than I thought they were going to be. So far. Everybody's really fun to hang out with 24/7.
But my favorite moment was, we were in a car together and we weren't allowed to talk to each other. That was like the one rule. And I was sitting next to Drew and he just leans over to me and goes, "We're going to be friends." And I was like,
I wanted to talk to him so bad.
It's funny because when we were in the van, I think it was me, Shakisha, and La Loca, and we like jumped Terrence. No security was watching. He's like, did anybody see this? Gotcha.
So see, Terrence, it's not just 13-year-old kids. Everybody's happy.
So, I mean, you know, y'all are so much fun. Let me ask you this, Christine. You're involved in a lot of fun projects. What are the, and this looks like a great adventure, so what are some of the great things about this that you enjoy?
I mean, this is so great because it was really good to get people involved, and I absolutely love social media. And, you know, coming out to even these events, getting to meet people that watch the show and meet fun YouTubers, people over there. So it's really cool, and getting to travel and just, you know, I get to make also content for my blog and kind of quick work on the show. So it's really, I love traveling and I love social media and I love this crazy crew. Oh my gosh, they're all amazing. So I couldn't ask for a better gig.
What about you?
For me, it's a little bit different because my job is to kind of, I'm taking this group on their adventure, so every time I pop in, something's about to happen. So like when the first day that I, or second day that I met this crew, we threw them off the top of an eight-story building. That stuff excites me. I love to get these people in situations they never thought they'd be in, scare them to death, and then see how they're going to all deal with it. And it's been fun. We've done some amazing challenges. Some people have freaked out. Some people have almost lost it. But they, for the most part, have all completed everything. But this week is going to be something you are all going to want to tune into on Saturday night at 8, 7 Central, because the next 2 days of their life are going to be, for me, some of the funniest moments I'm ever going to witness as I'm alive. And it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
I don't like the way that sounds, right?
Oh my gosh, it's going to be great.
Because Shakisha got the battle wounds to show for today, but we're done.
All right, so let's take some more questions from the audience. Who has a question? Don't be shy.
Right outside on this brand new 2013 Ford Escape, and you can check it out, see all the features. It's very cool, so I suggest you definitely take a look at that.
Anyone else have a question?
I did thank you for that, for the opportunity, whole family together, especially for my daughter and my son and my grandson, and then I wanted in the United States in the world, everybody like a phone. Especially me. I got it once in my life. I can feel no better. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
We see what we're getting for.
That's it. All right, so I think we're going to wrap it up. Does anyone else have any anything they want to say?
Or something?
I have
a question.
Quick question. Okay.
He was speaking here about just how this is a smooth way to interact in terms of the way that audience can interact with reality show contestants. Where do you see this going, and have you guys thought of new ways to implement this in the future and even make it better?
Well, I mean, I think right now we're kind of figuring that out. This is the first time. I mean, obviously there's been a ton of shows where you can text in a vote or something of that sort, but this is the first time we've actually been able to communicate with these contestants or the hosts or whoever on a TV show as it's airing. And I think this is only the beginning. I think you'll start seeing other reality shows that are even already on or successful start implementing these so that their fans can truly be a part of something that they haven't been able to in the past. And I mean, that's the great thing about social media and the internet. You know, when you're moving shows along live like we are, the best thing you can ever do is be able to talk with people that you're watching, you know? So it could go to reality shows, and who knows? It could move on right to, you know, scripted shows, you know, when they do some like live stuff with like Saturday Night Live, like that. You can talk to those people, so maybe they'll make that easier for the consumer.
Well, I think it already has. I think, like, if you guys really take a look at television, little things have started to pop up. Betty White hosted Saturday Night Live because of an internet movement. If you guys watch Jimmy Fallon, he has a whole segment that's written by Twitter. He just sends out a hashtag, and then the funniest tweets get selected, and they go on the show. So you see it starting to come to life on the other television shows that you're watching. The thing that's groundbreaking about this is that it's happening live, and you guys have an impact on the outcome. So I think that if you see the social media impact, it's just going to keep growing. It's just going to keep growing.
Because it's such a quick turnaround. I mean, there's little things that are changing on the fly. Like Ross is like, well, what if we do this? They're like, oh, that's a great idea. Why don't we do that? And you do it, and it works. So, I mean, it's insane that these small things that can just impact the entire show. You guys can tweet a suggestion. Hey, why don't you try this? Maybe we will. You never know.
Well, with that, let's wrap it up. Let's give everyone a round of applause.
Can I say one more thing? I just want to take this time, as you know, we do this every Monday. We want to say hello to Iris's brother DJ back there, who came out of support, who's graduated from law school in May 12th. Then we have La Loca and Will's family right here, who've been showing so much love to us. It's a beautiful life, baby. Thank you guys so much. I have Marie and Nadia's cousin back there as well. Just thank you guys so much for coming out and seeing us and supporting us.
Alright, so a couple more things. So the cast is going to be here for another 15-20 minutes, so you're welcome to meet with them. Thank you so much for Ford for putting this together. And thank you to Rossi, Carrie, and I, Justine, for visiting us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.